Electrician Troy Wenzel, a mountain of a man, jumped into the renewable energy business 8 years ago. Right now, Wenzel is on his knees behind the Port Administration Building, screwing lugs into a transformer box.
We're hooking up the transformer from the wind tower to step it down to the voltage of the feed of the building, okay. The service feed.
So in this case, the turbine will go directly into powering this facility?
Correct. A good share of it will be used up here, but some of it will get put back onto the grid.
That means the turbine will produce more than enough electricity to power the building.
I need a hard hat, so I can't let you come in.
Okay. Philando Davis meets me at the gate guarding the turbine construction zone. You cannot see the work the Milwaukee native has already done because it's underground. His company tunneled a pathway for the cable and without lifting a shovel. Davis's is a hydrovac business. He describes it as a big truck with a hose.
And then it has a 2,000-gallon tank on there, and then we use a hose with high pressure and then vac it up at the same time. We bore a cable. It's a cable running from where the tower is all the way to the back of the building.
Although the turbine's blades still stand wrapped on the ground, Davis can't seem to stop gazing up at the tip of the tower.
It's a big deal because, you know, 20 years from now, you know, me and my children and grandchildren ride down the freeway, I can always look over and tell them, hey, your grandfather has something to do with that. You know, and your great-grandfather, because I work for my father. This is my father's company.
Steve Wenger emerges from what looks like a cockpit door at the tower's base.
We just lowered the thick black cable coming down.
Yeah.
We're just lowering the power cables and control cables.
That day, the wind becomes too stiff to safely raise the blades. But the next morning, as soon as there is light in the sky, a crane hoists the three blades, each 35 feet long. Randy Fowler stands below watching two of his workers up top. He owns Kettleview Renewable Energy, the company hired to install the port turbine.
We have 20 bolts holding the rotor hub on up there, and they're torquing those bolts down right now by hand, yeah. So it's about the only way to really do that up there.
Fowler says his crew installs more and more of these mid-sized turbines.
One of the most exciting parts about this project was the tower was made by Bassett Mechanical in Kokona, Wisconsin. And it's really the first tower they've had made in Wisconsin, the turbine manufacturer. So it's pretty exciting. The turbine itself
traveled cross-country from its manufacturer in Vermont. But Fowler quickly adds,
they obtain a lot of their supply castings for the turbine to sell from companies here in Green Bay, in Waukesha, in Milwaukee.
Mike Hain works for the Vermont-based company. He's inside the tower and midway through a checklist.
Well, you're testing the brakes to make sure that they, you know, are fully functional.
Okay.
You're testing the yaw system to make sure, you know, it's tracking the wind, all that good stuff.
After today, Mike does not expect to see much of this turbine. The sophisticated system is hooked up to software. It allows engineers to monitor and make adjustments from company headquarters in Vermont.
We have engineers that do 24-hour monitoring of these turbines. So if this, say this would fault, they have the same software that I have on my computer. They can do the same exact things remotely.
Randy Fowler, the local project coordinator, says there's no better turbine manufacturing company around, but is confident Wisconsin could reach the same level of excellence.
It would be nice to see some of the small system blades like this being made in Wisconsin, and it is possible.
Fowler hopes erecting a few more of these mid-sized turbines will help sell the idea. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.